Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment on Kiddush. I just want to clarify something from yesterday. There is a machlokes, there's a difference of opinion, if a person could make Kiddush on schnapps altogether Shabbos Day, if they have wine or grape juice available. Many, many poskim are lenient about it, but it is a question. And also the issue of measure is to a machlokes. Not everyone says you can make Kiddush on a shot glass of schnapps. I just want to be clear. But the bottom line is, if a person wanted to make Kiddush on a shot glass of schnapps, Shabbos day, if they prefer schnapps to wine, there are absolutely opinions they could rely on that would be acceptable for Kiddush. Okay, moving on to the next topic with Kiddush. There's a famous idea called Ein Kiddush Ela B'makom Se'uda, that a person can only fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush if in the place that he makes Kiddush, he also has a meal. What do we mean when we say a meal? The way it's explained in halacha is the person would need to have a kazayas. They frequently compare a kazayas to, let's say, the size of a half a slice of rye bread, a kazayas of either hamotzi or mazonos in the place that they made Kiddush. So a person goes to Kiddush and shul on Shabbos, and they make Kiddush, or they listen to someone else's Kiddush, and they have a piece of cake at the Kiddush. So that was a kazayas of mazonos. They have fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush. If the person goes to the very same Kiddush, and they make Kiddush, or they hear Kiddush, and they eat potato chips and gefilte fish, etc., things that aren't either hamotzi or mazonos, they actually would not have been yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. So that this has two applications. One is they still have to make Kiddush when they go home. And secondly, one's not supposed to eat anything until they make Kiddush. So not only have they not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush yet, it actually wasn't inappropriate to be eating that gefilte fish and potato chips if they're not being yotzei Kiddush, if they're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush in that locale. So this is just something to be aware of in general. Now, if I'm at shul and I hear Kiddush, and I have my piece of cake, so now we've said I fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush, now I go home for lunch. Do I need to make Kiddush again at lunch? The technical halacha is no, because I have a mitzvah to make Kiddush Friday night. I made Kiddush Friday night. I have a mitzvah to make Kiddush Shabbos day. I made Kiddush Shabbos day. I had mezonos or hamotzi at my Kiddush. I don't need to make Kiddush at every Shabbos meal. I just need to make Kiddush Friday night and Shabbos day and follow them with a minimally defined meal. There are those who are stringent and say, not only do I not fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush unless it's in conjunction with a meal, but there's also a concept, maybe, that in order for it to be a standard Shabbos meal, at least for the Friday night or Shabbos lunch meals, I need to preface it with Kiddush. So according to that school of thought, a person who goes to Kiddush and Shul on Shabbos, if they want to eat something, they still need to eat mazonos or hamotzi in order to have been yotzei Kiddush to allow them to eat. But even if they did have that mazonos or hamotzi when they come home, they would need to make Kiddush again. In the basic halacha, that is not necessary, but there are many who have that position. Okay, now, another issue that comes up with Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Se'uda is how do you define place? So obviously, if I'm standing at Kiddush and there's a plate, there's a table in front of me of beverages and foods, and I make Kiddush and then I have food, that's the same place. Let's say I'm standing on one end of the hall when I hear the Kiddush or I make the Kiddush, and then I go and get some food on the other end of the hall. Let's say I make Kiddush, this happens in some shuls, they make Kiddush in the sanctuary of the shul, and then everyone goes to another room and eats the food of Kiddush in another room. Is that called the same place? So the basic guideline in halacha is as follows. Two different buildings that you would actually have to go outside to go from one building to the other, doesn't matter what your mindset is when Kiddush is made, that's not called the same place. So I can't listen to Kiddush and Shul, run home, and then make hamotzi and say, well, that was all the same place, right? That doesn't work. But if it's in the same building, and when I make the Kiddush, I have in mind from the outset that I'm going to make Kiddush in point A of the building and I'm going to eat my food in point B of the building, then as long as it's under the same roof, that's okay. So that would mean that in those places, in those shuls, that they make Kiddush in one room and then everyone goes to another room to eat, that would not be a problem of Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda, and that would indeed be acceptable. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.